Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Yogscast.
You're listening to the Yog Pod.
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 You are listening to the Yog Pod.
That's like a Russian.
Hello and welcome to the Yogscast.
You're currently listening to Honeydew talk about toasted ass on the side.
Let's listen.
You're cooking a delicious romantic meal for two, and you get the toaster out of the cupboard, put it on the kitchen counter, and put salmon fillets into a shitty brown paper bag type thing, and put that in the toaster, and that is how you cook your delicious romantic meal. I mean, that's a bit weird, isn't it? I mean, it's great for cheese toasters, quickly, but cooking salmon. Can you hear me turn the pages? It's a little leaflet that comes with. You only get like four toaster bags, and you get like a leaflet with all these recipes.
What the fuck is a toaster bag?
A toaster bag is like a small brown paper bag-esque thing into which you pop a sandwich, which you then put inside of your toaster and cook so that it becomes a delicious toasted sandwich.
But it doesn't actually get toasted. Is that right?
Well, the outside
gets
toasted.
So it just sort of warms it up?
No, it toasts properly. I mean,
how does it do that?
Magic. I mean, it's a weird thing, these bags. It's like some weird mesh. It's not actually paper, and it's not really plastic. It's something that conducts heat very well, but doesn't allow any spillages out of.
So what, you pop like anything you want in there? So you can just pop anything in the bag, can you? Like a banana?
Yep.
Or,
Yep. You can put, like, pizza, a slice of pizza into it. You can put some frozen French fries or chips into it and cook them on the toaster. You can put fish fingers in there, burgers, fish fingers, fish sticks, fish cakes, fish fillets.
Doesn't this largely depend on how...
Sushi, you can cook sushi in it.
But, I mean, does all this stuff get toasted?
Yeah, everything is toasted. But then it's kind of just like grilling. And pizza is a very thin kind of thing. So toasting pizza is pretty, you know, it's fine. And toasting fish fingers is fine because they're, you know, they're thin food stuff.
How did you find out about this?
I mean, you can't really put bits of chicken into it. You know, you can't put half of a raw chicken into your toaster and expect it to cook.
Oh, well,
nicely.
I guess it is limited by the size of your toaster, though. You can't really, like, stuff the whole chicken down into the toaster slit, can you?
I mean, it also doesn't heat through. All it does is toast it. So the outside is, you know, heated up and made crispy.
But also, I mean, you mentioned one of the first examples you mentioned was a sandwich, right? Now, I don't know how big your toaster is, but mine certainly isn't big enough to hold a whole sandwich.
Well, I mean, I have to squish the bread down a bit. So,
right.
Especially if you have thick sliced bread, you have to, you have to fist it a little bit. You know, you pump your fist down, you knead it down, so it's a bit thinner. You sit on it.
Let's say
you
I want to
slam
make
it in a car door a few times.
a bacon and chicken sandwich, okay?
You get your sandwich, you light in the middle of a road, and then you drive a steamroller over it a couple of times.
Right, and then you put it in one of these bags, pop it in the toaster.
Yes.
How much do these bags cost?
I can't remember. I think it's 2 or 3 quid or something.
Oh, you've already bought it, have you?
Yeah. I've bought it, I've used it, I had cheese on toast this morning, cooked in a toaster bag. But, I mean, can you imagine cooking a salmon fillet in one of these toaster bags? With a little
Is that
sprig...
what they suggest?
Yes, with a sprig of tarragon.
Serving suggestions.
Cooks in about 5 minutes.
Well, I mean,
Do you think you could cook lasagna? You get, like, a bird's eye lasagna for one from the freezer section. You, like, open it up, remove the packaging. You have this massive frozen lump of pasta and mince. And you just kind of, like, wedge it into this bag and throw it in the toaster. You'd probably start a fire, actually. The house would burn down.
Why would it start a fire?
Lasagna's very flammable.
Oh. We didn't start the fire.
Hello! What's your favourite band from the 1980s? We can't actually... If we're going to broadcast this shit... Which, I mean, heaven fucking forgive us for committing such an awful sin against humanity for doing so. But if we were to, we can't really sing proper music too much due to copyright reasons. So, well, I mean, if we were to sing Happy Birthday, I mean, that's still covered by copyright, so we wouldn't actually be able to, you know, completely sing the whole song.
But are you allowed... No, but I mean, by singing, like, one line of a song out of tune, I don't think we're, like, going to actually get in trouble.
Well, I mean, there's not much chance of us actually singing anything in tune, so... You're listening to the Yonk Pod.
Yeah. Alright. So let's record some Yonk Pod.
What are we actually going to say? What are we going to do? It's just going to be like a conversation about toaster bags. Hello! And welcome to the Yonk Pod.
I don't think people will get the reference unless you say the second line. Because you're so out of tune with that hello. That I think people will just think you're saying hello in a weird way.
I have to be, though.
They won't get the Lionel
Richie
reference.
Lionel Richie will sue me if I sing it in tune. So I have to sing it out of tune. Hello!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm just protecting us. I'm protecting the Yonk Pod. That's what I'm doing. I have to sing out of tune. In many ways, I've been practicing my entire life singing out of tune just for this Yonk Pod.
I thought you said we had something to talk about. You had something to, like, talk about.
It was the toaster bags.
Oh shit, we already used it.
So that's it. That's it, we're done. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Yonk Pod. I hope you've enjoyed this fucking shambles. Oh god, this is awful. I mean, in many ways, I'm actually quite reassured by the fact that anything that we do from now on can't possibly be as bad as the Sipsgate episode.
Sipsgate, oh, Jesus. I was a little bit drunk, though, when we recorded that.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 256. Preferably not 1 or 256. But somewhere, you know...
Okay.
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
You have to tell me what it is. This isn't a fucking... Oh. You know, I'm not a magician. I'm not David Blaine.
You're not going to guess.
No, I'm not going to guess what it is. 87. Oh!
100 and... 113 I was thinking of.
113, okay. Let me consult my tome. Okay, what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, a number between 1 and 12.
Do I have to tell you?
Hello! Yes.
Why are you doing that? Why are you saying hello?
I'm just going to keep singing hello in the style of Lionel Richie.
Don't do that. It's really annoying.
I am just going to keep doing it. I feel like I should warn you now. Hello!
Stop doing that!
Number between 1 and 12.
2.
2. Okay. I am reading from Ripley's Believe It or Not book. Canadian singer-songwriter Kevin Bath recorded an album... Oh shit, I've already fucked up. Canadian singer-songwriter Kevin Bath recorded an album a week for an entire year with 8 tracks per album that totaled to 416 songs in 365 days.
What are you talking about?
This is like an interesting fact or feat or freak of nature type thing.
What is?
So this guy wrote...
What are you doing? What about the numbers?
Because this has helped me pick, at random, an interesting fact from this book.
Oh, right, so you have a book.
Which is kind of appropriate, because we were talking about music, and this is about music. A very creative, hard-working guy who produced a massive body of work within a year. 416 songs in a year.
Well, they can't have been any good. I've never heard of any of them. I could do that. Let's make one up now. Actually, this is a good fucking lead. We need...
Is that part of it? The clicking of fingers? Is that the beat?
We can have
you
that.
You already got that sorted out.
We can have that. That's part of it. We need to make a theme tune to the Yog Pod. So it's like an intro.
We've already
theme.
Got the Star Wars theme. We just have the Star Wars disco theme with us singing, you know, Yog Pod. This is the Yog Pod. Like that.
Well, wouldn't there be copyright issues with that?
Yes. But we have to sing it out of tune. And we can't use any music. So it would just be me singing like that with you clicking your fingers over it.
Okay, let's try again. Ready? You have to sing out of tune. Ready?
Yog Pod! This is the Yog Pod! This is the Yog Pod!
How long is this going to go on for? Alright, okay.
That's it. That's enough. That's beautiful. That's going to be beautiful. When you listen back to that, you're going to be amazed.
Really?
Anyway, I've missed the most interesting fact about this guy from Canada who wrote 216 songs in a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
He worked so hard and put so many hours into this that he couldn't take the time out to shave. So he grew a massive beard over the course of the year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he didn't want to take the time off of, you know, his songwriting and recording.
Was he like Forrest Gump running across America?
Yeah. Apart from, you know, the fact that he wasn't running, he was just, you know, in his studio. And he wasn't some stupid American. He was a stupid Canadian. And he's not fictional. He's a real person.
What's his name?
Apart from that, it's exactly the same as Forrest Gump.
What kind of music was it as well? Because if it was like R&B, everything sounds the fucking same. So he probably could have got away with like repeating himself.
He's a Canadian called Kevin. It's bound to be country and western music. Hey, maybe we could use one of his songs. You might let us use one of his songs. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What's his name?
Kevin Bath. I'm sure they're really good songs, you know.
Kevin Bath.
Given that he... Kevin Bath.
I've found his website, kevinbath.com. I'm a bit unnerved.
Wow! How on earth did you find that? Holy shit!
There's links on the front page.
You're quite the internet detective, aren't you, Lewis?
And the links are...
Wow!
Music, Skip Tracer, The History of My Hair...
The History of My Hair?
Yeah, I immediately clicked on that, right? And it's like a video. It's like a movie. Buffer.
About his hair.
Oh my god, this is
he
really
wrote a song
weird.
About his hair.
Basically, it's just a slideshow of pictures from his life. Of him.
The History of My Hair. Windows Media Video. Is that the Rolling Stones? What music's that?
It's obviously something he wrote. Duh. Why would he use the Rolling fucking
like...
Stones? This guy
because,
wrote 400 songs
like the
over the course
of
a year. Do you really think he would have
it
ripped
like
off
the
Rolling
of
Stones
the Devil,
to make
though.
A video well, about his hair?
Yes. I think he has.
You're listening to Yarpod.
Each week, starting October 1st, 2006, and ending September 23rd, 2007, I set a world record by releasing a CD a week for a year. Wow. I must say, the album cover art is quite spectacularly shit.
Really?
Yeah, one of them appears to be... a picture of a piece of meat. This is very odd.
Wow, one of them looks like it's done in Microsoft Word Art 2007, it says. One of the album covers is him. He's written on his hand. I've taken a picture of it. The last time someone posted on his MySpace was the 21st of May 2008. Right, now I think we should start trying to change this stuff. We should get people to post on his MySpace.
What? Instead of Tina Barrett's?
As well as Tina Barrett's. But people didn't know they were supposed to post on Tina Barrett's MySpace because we never released that.
Oh, man.
It's on the table.
I was just checking it for messages. Oh, God, there's music playing by Tina Barrett on her MySpace. She's actually done some new music. It starts like... It's a bit like the Tetris remix.
Oh, my God. There's some posts on Tina Barrett's MySpace. None of them are from Yogspod fans, though. But one of these posts, "Hello, honey. Hope you're fine. Wow, on February 21st, 2008, I got my first mail from you. This day I knew I was blessed by love and happiness and heaven could exist. You're one of the best thing which could happen to me since 2004. Love from Francois."
Yeah, that's a bit fucking weird.
Do you reckon she'd, contact us if we added her as a friend and stuff?
I think we'd probably have a restraining order put out against us.
I'd love to get some mail from Tina Barrett. Oh, fuck. This is going to be great. Right, guys, seriously. Get on it. All of our loyal listeners. Get on to Tina Barrett. And we want to hear from her. We want to hear her. Hopefully she'll email you or contact you in some way. And we want to hear back. Or Kevin Bath. Kevin Bath will do as well.
To be honest, I'm probably going to forget who Kevin Bath is tomorrow.
He's got such a good name,
just
though.
Gone.
Kevin Bath.
Kevin Bath. That's the best name I've ever heard. Jesus Nails. That's the best name I've ever heard.
Jesus Nails.
Jesus Nails.
Did Jesus Nails have a fight with Chuck Norris?
We're not even going to go there.
Jesus Nails. God, that sounds like a band name, doesn't it? Or something.
Maybe we should rename the Yogpod. Jesus Nails. The Yogpod is rebranded. Re-released under
re-branded.
The new name. It was formerly Norwich Union, and now it's Jesus Nails.
Yeah, Norwich Union was just lacking something. So where were
we? This music on Tina Barrett's MySpace is shocking.
How bad is it?
I honestly believe that we could do better.
Really?
I'm looking at it. It says, plays today, five people have listened to this music on her MySpace today.
Dear.
Five people.
Do you think we're weird for, like, following Tina Barrett?
I don't think that's the only reason we're weird. I mean, Ace is a fan of Hannah Montana, and I think that's much weirder. Oh, Hannah Spirit is Tina Barrett's friend on MySpace. See, Hannah Spirit, at least she did Primeval, the ITV supernatural-ish bizarre, like, drama thing. With dinosaurs in the modern world coming back.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. It was shit.
I thought some of the episodes were
pretty decent. I managed to
watch
about half an episode and then I felt sick and had to shoot myself.
If we actually, I mean, God help us, if this makes it into the podcast, we know something's gone horribly wrong. But
what,
if Hannah Spirit
talking about Primeval?
If Hannah Spirit actually is listening to this, I thought you were very good in Primeval. I thought you were very good. You were a very good actress. Especially when he walks around in your pants.
Ever listen to this?
She's probably very fond of podcasting. She's probably quite an avid follower of, you know, like Nobody Likes Onions or something like that.
I don't know who any of that is.
Podcasters. Do you know what? I think Hannah Spirit's probably my favourite member of S Club 7 now.
You've changed your mind over the last 6 months.
I don't
months
think it's Tina. Well, I've listened to Tina Barrett's music, and that's just put me off.
Is it really
that terrible? Bad?
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's really bad. Has she actually released that album yet? Nobody would know if she released it. It's like number 187 on the Billboard charts.
Look at Tina Barrett's influences.
Alcohol.
It starts off and it's like, right, who are these people? Tell me if you know who these people are. Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah. 1970s disco band.
Timbaland.
Yeah,
it's quite a step up.
Producer and artist.
Leah James, Nikki Costa,
who?
Air, Jimi Hendrix, Khalees,
yeah.
Billie Holiday,
Khalees?
Fergie, George Clinton, Nina Simone, Queens of the Stone Age,
this
Nirvana,
is...
Dr. Dre,
what?
Rage Against the Machine, 50 Cent,
what?
Nas, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Marilyn Manson, Boys to Men,
Marilyn
Manson. Barkley. I mean, it just bounces between, like, everything. I mean, who isn't an influence on Tina Barrett?
Well, I mean, maybe that's her problem. She has too many influences. I mean, if she was just a fan of disco, then her songs would probably, you know, not be so shit. But because she likes such a wide range of music, she just doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. Maybe that's it.
I mean,
it.
She's got Korn,
sorry, Tina Barrett,
right next to Boys to Men, right next to Outkast.
Well, I like Outkast and Korn. I don't like Boys to Men.
Really?
Yeah. I love it. I got loads of Korn songs on my iTunes, and I've also got
No, I was saying really that you don't like
Heya
Boys to Men.
Is one of my
most
listened to songs. One is listening to the Ork Pod. The most listened to songs on iTunes is just, it's like a shame list.
Oh yeah, I wonder if I can do that.
The list of shame.
What's your most listened to?
I've forgotten how you fucking show it now.
There's either a tab on the left where you can press it, or there's a play count tab. You can have like a tab at the top, artist, album, genre, rating, play count.
Top 25 most played. Hysteria by Muse is top. That is a very good tune.
That's not too bad. I've got...
Happiness is a Warm Gun is number two. The Breeders' cover of the Beatles song.
Good God.
It's a very good song.
I've got some really awful ones.
Come on.
I've got Coldplay with 44 plays. Life in Technicolor.
Is that top? 44 yeah. plays?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a lot more music than I have. I mean, I've got 81 plays of Hysteria by Muse.
Oh, God.
But then I used to... Well, the thing is, I used to put it on when we'd have, like, a timed boss encounter in WoW, when we were playing on the internet games. Because it's a really short, you know, fast, aggressive song. I thought it was, you know, it was banging, and it really fit. Oh, God, this is so sad.
Is this why you're so bad at playing a prop paladin? Because you were listening to, like, banging metal music?
I'm not bad at all. Come on, Nax. I hadn't played for, like, 3 weeks or something properly. And then I, like, tank everything in Nax. Easy.
Yeah.
You were saying, oh, you're so good,
so
honey.
Second,
I've missed you
I
so
had,
much.
I've got Amaranth by Nightwish. Ugh.
Well, that's a good song. It's a good song.
Then I've got Katy Perry, Waking Up in Vegas.
Oh my God. Oh, that is bad. That is bad.
Sometimes numbers get artificially inflated, though. Because if the song is the first one on the album,
it's
and you
shuffle,
put the album on,
isn't it?
That gets played.
Yeah.
No, not if not the shuffle, or... If
it just
if
comes
put,
up
like
100 times a day,
shut up,
like shuffle. It's just random. It's just a coincidence.
I can't use shuffle because it starts like I'm listening to shuffle on like playing Counter Strike or something, and suddenly it starts playing track 17 of like Stephen King's Dark Tower 4 or whatever audio book.
Why don't you remove it from your library or create, you know, a playlist with every song apart from?
Because it takes effort.
Number four on my playlist is "Won't Get Fooled Again" by The Who.
So you're pretty cool.
See, number five, I've also got The Who with Barbara O'Reilly. See, these are both CSI theme songs.
Yeah. What the hell? That's weird.
Well, thing is, I like The Who before CSI. Because my dad was a big fan of him, and we had a member of The Who lived nearby as well.
So... Who do you think didn't like The Who before CSI? Who do you think has, like, discovered The Who through
like
watching CSI?
People in their 20s, probably. People in their teens. You know, people who aren't 30 years old like me.
Oh, man. And again, I mean, that's not a bad theme tune to have, is it? Like, using The Who. They did well.
I'm surprised they didn't use The Seeker, because that perfectly fits, like a cop show. It's just bizarre. And then I've got Easy by Faith No More, the cover that they did. Which the video has like a huge blank. The video for Easy has a huge group of like transvestites going about their day. It's very odd.
What are you talking about?
The video to Easy by Faith No More.
How do we move on to some band who I... So how do we suddenly... Sorry, I turned off for like a second and suddenly you're talking about something completely ridiculous.
Our most listened to songs on iTunes. You know, the Easy like Sunday Morning. I have to sing it out of tune. Just remember this. Hello!
I'm easy like Sunday morning. Da,
morning!
Da, da, da.
Out of tune. Don't accidentally
that was out
sing
of tune.
It in tune.
I mean, I can't sing in tune. Jesus.
Well, that's probably the problem, because you can only sing out of tune. When you tried to deliberately sing it out of tune, you slipped to being in tune.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the compliment. But...
It's alright. It's alright. You're welcome.
Right, let's do that numbers thing again. Do I have to choose the number? What was the first number?
Between 1 and 256. It's a very large book. Could you hear that? Could you hear me opening it? It's like this massive, you know, raw, big fucking book. Can you hear this book? It's a big fucking book.
Lamadia, choose a number.
What?
Hi, Hannah. What are you wearing?
Clothes.
You have to pick a number. Clothes. Holy shit. It's a coincidence. I am too. It's a number between 1 and 256. Although if you pick 256, that will be the acknowledgements page, which probably won't be very interesting. Reuters, China photos.
142.
Okay, a number between 1 and 10.
3.
Okay. Oh, it's about library books. Well, isn't that interesting? Wow.
What are you trying to say?
In 1650, the Bishop of Winchester, England, just in case you thought it was, you know, Winchester, South Australia, or Winchester, Taiwan. In 1650, the Bishop of Winchester borrowed a book. The Bishop of Winchester borrowed a book from Somerset County Records Office, but it was not returned to the Somerset County Library until 1985. 335 years late.
God. And then there's a joke about the fine, isn't there?
Oh, you bastard. Okay. It had accrued $6,000 in unpaid fees, because this is an American book, it's in dollars. $6,000 in unpaid fees. And the title of the book... Are you ready for this? The title of the book was The Book of Fines... Fines, and it's 6,000 in fines.
Hang
for
on.
The late book, and it's the
what
book
do you mean
of
it was
fines.
The Book of Fines? Was fines spelt differently?
It's the Book of Fines. No, fines.
So it's not
as
a pun
in,
then.
We're feeling fines.
Oh God.
You're listening to the Og Pod.
Tune in for part 2 next week.
Tune in next week for the second half of this Og Pod. Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye. From the Og Pod. With Zephos. And Honeydew. And whoever else was talking.